start in the book of Jonah. In my Bible, on the page 1108, the first chapter of the book of Jonah, the first chapter of the book of Jonah, and chapter 15. And they took up Jonah, and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging, and the men feared Jehovah exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto Jehovah, and made vows. And Jehovah prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days, and 3 nights. And Jonah prayed unto Jehovah his God out of the fish's belly. And he said, I cried by reason of my distress unto Jehovah, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol cried I, thou heardest my voice. For thou didst cast me into the depth, into the heart of the seas, and the flood was round about me. All thy breakers and thy billows are gone over me. And I said, I am cast out from before thine eyes. Yet will I look again towards thy holy temple. The waters encompassed me to the soul. The deep was round about me. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The bars of the earth closed upon me forever. But thou hast brought up my life from the pit, O Jehovah my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered Jehovah, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pray that which I have vowed. Salvation is of Jehovah. And Jehovah commanded the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. And in the Gospel according to Mark, and chapter 16, Mark 16 and verse 2, and very early, on the first day of the week, they come to the sepulchre, the sun having risen. And they said to one another, who shall roll us away the stone out of the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they see that the stone has been rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right, clothed in a white robe. And they were amazed and alarmed. But he says to them, be not alarmed. Ye seek Jesus, the Nazarene, the crucified one. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they had put him. I just want to speak a little about what I trust we should already know, but may have just become more livingly in our hearts as we see the way that the Saviour has moved for us. We sang in the hymn about his descent from glory. And in Jonah we read a bit about his descent into the earth. If we remember the one of whom we are speaking is of heavenly origin, the only beloved Son of God. And we take into account what we are by nature, and what without the influence of Jesus we would not escape from as condemned. The simple truth is that we cannot answer to God. I know for myself, I've done things I'm not proud of, and when I think how I could make myself right, I don't have a way. Were I to have to stand before God and justify myself, I cannot. Which is why he sent his Son. The remarkable truth of the Gospel, overlying all of this, is that God loves us. He loves us. He saw that we could not be in his presence, and so he made a way. And what I'm reading about is the cost of that way that's not born by you, but is born by Jesus. The one who I hope is your Saviour, he is mine. But of course the message of the Gospel is, tonight is a night of opportunity, even if he's not your Saviour. Even if you are not sure now. And we see here how far he went for you. It says in the Gospel that a sign was not given to them except for the sign of Jonas. And here we have a remarkable thing. The prophet Jonah in the Old Testament is one of, I think, only a few where a prophet is sent from God to someone outside of the children of Israel. He's sent to the city of Nineveh, a Gentile city. The grace of God stretches everywhere. Now, of course, in the case of Jonah, he was disobedient. And where we pick up, we see that he had to be thrown overboard so that God could direct him where he wanted to go. But in doing so, it gave us a picture of the way that the Lord Jesus went into death. Of course, the Lord Jesus was not disobedient. We see throughout the Gospel how he was always going on, going forward. He knew what lay ahead. Some of this that we read about, the horrors of it, he knew already what was going to come before him. But he carried on that route. It says somewhere he carried on steadfastly. He never turned aside. And so for Jonah here, this speaking, of course, of us when the Lord was crucified, cast aside by this world. We can read in the Gospel how he was brought before the authorities, how false witnesses were brought against him, of how there was nothing that could truly be said against him, and how he was rejected by his people. But then, on the cross, think of it. Those were the least of his sufferings. But then on the cross, he allowed himself to be put there. And in giving up his life, he had to go before God. With your sin, with mine, with the entirety of the sin of the world. The whole question of sin itself. And there, he had to face the wrath of God. That wrath that would have fallen on you or me. And make no mistake, it is the wrath that will still fall if you haven't trusted in Jesus. But for those who have, there is the blessed assurance of being able to not go through this, but to see the deep was round about me, the weeds wrapped around my head, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, the bars of the earth closed upon me forever. Just think what it would have been like for the Lord Jesus at that time. Standing in a place he should never have been. For he had no sin to be judged. But nonetheless, standing there for us. Taking all of this. Going down into the depths. You see what Jonah must have felt like here. Going down, down, not knowing if he'd ever come up. The feeling of being enclosed, engulfed. Think of being engulfed by the wrath of God. Think of what a terrible thing the Lord Jesus went through. But even here, even in Jonah's experience, you see his thoughts still keep coming back to thy holy temple. Jonah, of course, was learning through some of this, some of what God is, but seeing through this also what sustained the Lord Jesus. He always had the things of God before him. He always had what was right for God, God's will, and he had God's love for us within him. him all the way through this. Until at the end we see what Jonah came to. Salvation is of Jehovah. Once the Lord Jesus had exhausted the judgment, had gone through the full way of it, then it was possible to talk about salvation. That is when the door was opened for you and for me. Just think of it. The Lord Jesus went through so much, but such a great thing came out of it. The door opened for anyone and everyone who was willing to accept the Lord Jesus as Savior, acknowledge their place before God. And so I just refer to the scripture in Mark, because it has that beautiful message that was given to those faithful women. They didn't understand at this point. They thought that Jesus had died, but they still loved him, and they were still willing to come and care for him. And they got a beautiful message. He is risen. He is not here. So, the message of the gospel is about how we can have our sins forgiven. How the death of the Lord Jesus has made that way possible. But one of the beautiful things of the gospel is it doesn't stop there. We can see that the Lord Jesus was raised. We can see he so delighted his God and Father. His perfect submission through all of this. His complete fulfillment of the wrath of God. So delighted his God and Father that he raised him from the dead. And he is the one with whom we have to do now. He is risen. He is glorious. And he is available to each one of us. He would love to have each one of us ever closer with him. If we're not saved, to come and see him, to come and acknowledge him as Lord and Saviour. If we are saved, to come ever closer. The Lord Jesus is always available for anyone who is willing. And of course the message goes out and out and out from here. He says, go tell his disciples and Peter. And then there was a further outflowing. But now he is in heaven. The outflowing is worldwide. And the Lord Jesus is able and available for every one of us. Can we not appreciate such a great Saviour? One who has done so much for us. One who continues to do so much for us. May we continue to be encouraged in his name. May we just appreciate him.